Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Followers of Christ, rest in God. Psalm 62, the first two verses. Truly, my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from Him. Truly, He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. One of the things that can be misunderstood by those who haven't served in early childhood is nap time. Children quietly sleeping on their blankets with the lights dim and quiet music playing can happen, but it's not unusual to have one or two children who just can't find a way to settle in. You might look at them and wonder, if someone gave me the chance to rest quietly every afternoon, I'd be out like a light. Today's verses talk about finding rest in God. As you might imagine, this is not a rest from our physical needs. The rest referenced in this verse is a spiritual rest. Satan and the world are relentless. Satan knows so many subtle ways to attack us in an attempt to wear us down. He uses things like physical fatigue, doubt, relationship difficulties, and guilt. His voice is full of lies that we need to constantly fight against. You're not good enough. You haven't done enough. Life this side of heaven is challenging. We can become overwhelmed. Where can we turn? My soul finds rest in God. Like the small child who reaches up to be held by mom, dad, or another loving adult, we can reach up to our Heavenly Father. Our biggest issue is not a tired body, but a soul that needs rest from the sin and guilt of this world. My salvation comes from Him. The greatest need we have or will ever have is taken care of. Our sin has been taken away. The record of our wrongs has been completely erased by what Jesus did for us on the cross. Satan is tough. He doesn't give up. It shows how much he hates God and God's people. That can be a terrifying thought. However, even though we're not more powerful than Satan and his lies, God is. That's what the verses mean when they talk about God as our fortress. Fortresses were designed to be impenetrable. They had thick, high walls that could not be scaled by any individual. The arrows that the enemy would hurl at them were stopped by the strong stone fortress. That's what God is for us. He's our fortress. There's nothing Satan can do that God can't overcome. God's protection is also relentless. His motivation is vastly different than Satan's. He's motivated by pure, unconditional love for you, for me, for all people. So what can you do? Fortify yourself. Arm yourself. Not with a suit of armor, but rather with things like what you're doing right now. Be faithful with devotions, Bible studies, any time in the Word. Talk to God. Go to Him in prayer. Be specific and ask Him to protect you and those you care about. Encourage each other spiritually. Find ways to boost someone you know with God's Word. And rest. Time in the Word is a time of rest from the world and a focus on our Heavenly Father. Take time to just be still and consider who God is and what He has done for you. Time resting in God's Word rejuvenates and encourages you in a way that no nap ever will. God is your salvation, your fortress. Trust in God. Rest in God. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, I can often be so overwhelmed and tired of all the challenges of life. Thank you for being my Heavenly Father, my salvation, my fortress, my rest. Keep me always close to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Take a look at Christian Worship number 818, My Soul Finds Rest in God Alone. It's a beautiful setting of Psalm 62. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.